Hello and welcome to the Virtual Leftovers podcast. Today we're going to be talking about, you know, nerdy shit in today's news. Starting off with the Batman. Ben Affleck has reportedly pulled out of acting as Batman, mm-hmm. and they're currently looking for a new Batman for the DCEU. Now, me personally, I'd like to see a Batman Beyond kind of thing, where, you know, you get Terry McGinnis up in there, and... I'm still looking. I think like Thomas Dekker could be a good choice as an actor.
I think Robert Pattinson.
Leave? Oh yes.
No, you don't think he's...
so. How about
Terry
him?
McGinnis? No.
Who's that?
I don't even know. But anyways,
I don't know. I saw
Cody Smith McPhee.
McPhee, I think so.
All right.
But I think for a Terry McGinnis-esque look, this guy's got close.
Okay, yeah.
But I highly doubt they'll even go.
No, probably not.
Like that. Probably. They're going to pick another Batman.
Probably.
Frankly, if it's going to be
another
Batman.
It's Bruce Wayne still.
Regular Batman. Why not make him like, I don't know. The 90s Batman. The old cartoon. Ruggishly, strong beard, chiseled, handsome.
Alright, who would you suggest? Oh, John Hamm. Yeah, I've seen him in the running. See, I just...
Right?
Okay. Yeah. If they were going to go for, like, for Batman the Animated Series-esque look, I could go for it, I guess. I just don't really respect him as an actor.
He don't have that much soft touches as... the original comic.
Fuck that guy. Fuck Armie Hammer.
Yeah.
But anyways, I'm hoping they don't go the Bruce Wayne route though, just because we know Bruce Wayne already. We get it.
We already know him. Yeah.
He's maybe worse than Spider-Man at this point.
Maybe
with
he
the
just needs to take a step beating. Fuck back and bring in
someone new.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have to be Jeremy. Yeah, it's just something new. Hell, make it. Don't even make it a Batman movie. Make it one of his sidekicks. Make it a Jason Todd, Red Hood. Make it Dick Grayson, Nightwing.
I would definitely watch a Red Hood movie.
Well, aren't they coming out with a Nightwing?
They've got something for it. It's the Titans TV show, which is better than Teen Titans Go, but not as good as the original Teen Titans.
Nothing can beat the original Teen Titans.
Hell no.
But then again, nothing could be worse than the Teen Titans Go.
I'm listening to the theme song right now in my head.
Teen Titans Go!
Yeah.
Well.
But, yeah, no. That's where the Dick Grayson thing is within Titans. But, see, I've always had a soft spot for Jason Todd's The Red Hood, though.
Mm-hmm.
He's always been...
Well, because after... being, you know, beaten down by Joker, he felt betrayed by Batman.
And pretending to die.
Well.
Isn't that shitty?
He actually did.
Well. Jason Todd? Yeah, he died and was brought back by the Lazarus Pit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Ra's al Ghul.
Well, like...
Batman.
Well, it depends, actually, because...
The Batman versus Superman kind of hinted at
they
that's
did,
the way that they could go.
Because with the whole Robin suit covered in Joker paint, that was just...
Yeah.
That was... taken directly from the comic.
Yes.
So,
and that is... Yeah, I mean...
Now, depending on the age that they want this Jason Todd to come back as, I've got choices of actors. For an older one, the guy who did the voice of Jason Todd in the animated movie, Jensen Ackles. He recently did a cosplay as Jason Todd,
mm-hmm.
to help fans like love it.
Oh yeah,
and
it's
it
great.
Was...
It was
really
he like okay. So he doesn't have like the black hair with the white streak or anything like that. But Jensen.
Jensen.
One second.
Isn't he like the guy from Supernatural?
Yeah, he's the.
Yeah, Dean from Supernatural.
I don't think he watches that.
Oh, fuck.
Well, I know who he is.
Well, I'll show you the... This is him in the outfit.
All
right. Right? Oh. Like, he went and had that done just because he knew fans would love it, and he loves the character. He loves the character. He wants to play
that character. Yeah, I want him to.
Does he actually know the character?
Well, if we're going to do that...
Yeah, it's almost like Ryan Reynolds with Deadpool. Like, he knows the character. Oh. He played him in the original animated movie.
All right.
Well, if we're going to do that, because people want Sam as Nightwing.
See, if it was when they were younger, I could see it. But now, the way that Jared Padalecki looks...
What does it look like now?
He looks older, you know? He doesn't look... I mean, Jensen Ackles still has that... He looks older, but he...
CGI makeup.
Yeah, but he just...
But no, that would be the best thing if they have
It would be a fan service thing.
Thing like in Supernatural.
They also know each other.
True.
You know?
But
they have that. They don't have to do that acting where they, like, know each other. Yeah. They actually...
No.
Dude.
Yeah, exactly.
But hold on, let me show you why he doesn't have the look anymore. If I can find one.
He just doesn't look the part.
Yeah, he's just grown up a lot since his early days of Supernatural.
Don't get me wrong, I love that show.
Trying to find a good picture, but I mean, I would love to see him play a character. I just don't know if Dick Grayson's Nightwing is the character anymore.
Yeah.
Well, you know, cut his hair. So then...
He looks older now. He doesn't have... Because Nightwing is like, he's always had a boyish look to him.
Mm-hmm.
Let him go. Fuck him.
All right, then.
It's just...
Leonardo DiCaprio.
No. God, no. but no, if they were to do Jason Todd as an older Jason, I would like to see Jensen Ackles play him. But if they wanted to bring Jason Todd back a bit younger,
Well, if you look at how the movies are, because he has to be pretty younger than Batman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, Ben Affleck's Batman, so. An older Batman, so it can play as an older Jason Todd.
Well, speaking of older Batmans, I want a Flashpoint.
But I could see him being a younger
A Flashpoint as well, my friend.
Like an older Batman.
I could see him playing a younger Jason Todd.
Like, instead of it being
Ben Affleck?
I mean, Bruce Wayne, like you're saying.
It'd be Thomas
Wayne.
Oh.
It'd be a nice little change from the usual.
The point is, I just don't know who would. I don't know who would.
You know, I wish.
Play him.
See,
them giving the movie The Dark Knight that name, they should have made it like Dark Knight series. Dark, broody, lovely.
But they didn't. They couldn't.
They couldn't.
They didn't.
They should.
They should have.
Should.
They could. They could have been the first ones to do the R-rated superhero movie. And make bank, but they didn't, and they could, and because they didn't know that an R-rated movie could work. Thank you, Deadpool, once again.
Because they don't think we're all a bunch of just
not just Deadpool 1, Deadpool 2 as well.
A little less of a thank you towards the Once Upon a Deadpool, but still thank you.
Hey, he had to get his PG-13.
Disney had to get the PG-13 in, but...
All I gotta say is they better make the next Carnage movie rated R.
Well...
The next Venom?
Well, it's supposed to be called Carnage.
Is it?
Yeah, it seems like they're going for
a poster that
symbiote-based name for the main... But they're not gonna do it. Venom was supposed to be R-rated. They didn't do it.
Yeah.
They're hoping to get in.
But as a nice little segue from that, to move on from
Batman.
DC and Batman, let's go ahead and jump into the new Endgame teaser released during the Super Bowl.
Even though I didn't watch the Super Bowl, don't care about it.
No. None of us here watched the football game. All we heard about was the teaser, and we watched that teaser like that.
Thank you, YouTube.
So we got.
Think upstairs, yeah.
Anyways.
Hi. I came out of my room telling you guys about that.
No, I told you after work.
Yeah, he did.
He did?
Yeah, he told us.
I came out of the store.
Out of the store?
Yeah,
he told us.
Yeah, I came out of the room, told you guys.
I don't remember that.
I thought I was great.
Standing in the
door.
I thought okay. I
well, Coffrey, you're both stoners. I have a better memory than you, and that's not a good thing.
I'm not a stoner right now.
You're not right now, and I'm proud of you. You're not proud of yourself, but I am.
Yeah, man.
So. Anyways.
I'm proud of myself.
The worst thing I do is drink, so, you know.
Here.
And not very much.
Here. Fucking took a moment.
Yeah, we had to wait for Uxer to grab his.
It's a big one. That's what she said.
Anyways. So, a few things that I noticed within the trailer was... One, we got to see that classic little Hawkeye quiff in the hair.
Yeah.
I was happy to see that.
Well, not only that, we did see that.
I saw that. We didn't really get to see much more of the Ronin suit, and I'm a little disappointed about that.
I'm sad about that, too.
I want to see the full
Ronin
suit.
I don't think he's going to have that big of a deal going on there.
Really?
I don't think so. I think he's just going to show up as Ronin and see his friends and come back.
No, I think what they were looking at as this, it's like, they're different.
I think
they're going with a time thing where it's
I think there would be a
times.
Problem.
Yeah.
I think there would be a problem if Ronan showed up and then was just gone.
Mm-hmm.
I think fans would be upset.
I would be mad.
I think Marvel's smarter than that.
You think there's like a halfway point?
I think there is going to be some point when Hawkeye finally comes back.
Well,
from
we don't even know where that scene is mm-hmm. in the movie.
True. It's got to be early on.
Well,
it's got to
it
be
looks
early
like,
on.
Well, because that it scene with the Ronin, it looked like it was right after the scene with from Doctor Strange, or right after he just got done fighting Dormammu. Because it looks like he's back in that alleyway.
Can't be.
No?
Doctor Strange happened within the events, not exactly within, but somewhere within the events of Civil War.
Okay.
So, Hawkeye would have still been Hawkeye at that time.
Okay. But I'm not saying it happened right. Okay, yes, it didn't happen right after that.
It's within that same location.
It's in that location, I think.
And I think that's why...
And that's where he meets Wan, and that's...
Yeah, there's a whole lot of stipulations going to what could be.
Well, we saw Iron Man working with...
We already have points of deception within the trailer.
Oh, yeah.
You know, they removed a character.
Captain's shaven now.
Yeah. I'm kind of glad I didn't like bearded Cap.
What? You didn't like bearded Cap?
Because they were trying to do this whole thing where he was Novak without being Novak. They didn't specifically name drop him as Novak, but he was Novak, and I didn't like it. It was, he's not Captain America anymore. He's got a beard. His suit's been spray painted black.
He's Novak.
He's still Cap. That's not Novak yet. Drop the Novak name, then I'll go with you.
Oh, yeah.
But no. And we already know that he's going to come back as Cap just before the end of the movie when he dies. And he is dying.
He
That's
is
not
dying.
Nice.
We already know that. Yeah. Him, Iron Man, probably multiple other ones.
But, you know, the unfortunate thing...
We're okay with it.
No, we're not. But the unfortunate thing here is with any trailer they drop or any teaser they drop, you can't trust a thing that's happening in those things.
Nope.
We already know that because the Infinity War trailer showed specific scenes. Hulk busting out of the armor.
Didn't happen.
Yeah. Or the Infinity Gauntlet only having two stones when it had almost all of them. So.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Misleading bastards.
Thanks,
Marvel, you love to do that.
Maybe that going back to what he said about that missing person in between that line.
Well, we haven't.
It could. Well, yeah. Well, I was
Howard
going.
The Duck.
It's not going to be Howard the
Don't
Duck.
Don't you dare put down my.
As
power.
I was going with the points of deception within the trailer. there's that whole point within the trailer where it shows like all of them walking in a line or all of them standing together on a football field.
Mm-hmm.
And there's this weird space between one of the characters and the rest of them. Why?
Well, I'm telling you, Rocket's there. There's something tall.
I mean, it's a good size difference.
I'm telling you.
I don't think it's Howard.
They've been hinting at Howard the entire time.
I don't think it's... they've been.
If they're going to throw Howard, they would give him his own movie after Guardian.
They've been fan servicing with Howard the Duck.
Howard already has his own movie.
I know. They would have redone it.
I don't know what you're talking about. Howard the Duck does not have his own movie. I don't know what you're talking about. That movie doesn't exist.
He didn't like it.
Poor guy.
I'm not the only one that didn't like it. Most of the internet didn't like it. Most everybody didn't like it.
I loved it.
I don't care what the internet says.
Howard.
Anyways.
Well, we kind of do.
We love you guys.
It was never Howard the Duck. It was like this weird spoof of the character. But anyways,
I'm just saying if they redo it now, it would be better.
Much better.
But, yeah.
Well, that would break through to, like, having Rocket having his own movie.
Yeah.
Like, him going to find Roger Jack.
Mm-hmm. Now, I want to see a buddy cop movie, or not even buddy criminal movie.
Yeah.
Buddy criminal movie. Between Rocket and Groot. As they met and... Yeah.
So Groot's the cop in this?
No. Buddy Criminal movie is what I was...
Buddy Criminal. Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, I would like to see that too.
Oh, yeah. Just like a little I would like to see
Where Rocket was before. Because on that planet where he was... Where he was made. There was multiple other animals made.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see those. Have like a deadly five team of animals led by Rocket.
Oh, yeah.
More nerdy news. Killmonger might be back for the next Black Panther.
Yep.
Now, there is a way this could work to where it's not just a slap to the face of the ending of the last movie. They could do something where... It's kind of like, I don't know, flashbacks or something. Or his spirit.
Hmm.
I don't want to see him come back alive, though.
Spirit of Killmonger, huh?
Yeah, like, they whenever...
I mean, or we can have,
whenever,
like...
Whenever Black Panther visited his ancestors, mm-hmm. all the previous Black Panthers, technically Killmonger was a Black Panther.
Oh, yeah.
So when he died, he would have joined them no matter what. And I hope... That's how they do it, because I don't want to see him come back to life, because it ruins the entire ending of the movie. It was a beautiful ending, and I think he's one of the greatest Marvel villains.
Or we could have it where Thanos uses, like, Reality Stone
plus
the Mind Stone to get all the superheroes' worst enemies out of their mind. Fight them one last time.
Yeah, I don't know. I just
so we could see Iron Man fighting Ironmonger, Whiplash... other multiple of his villain. Cap,
the real Mandarin?
Cap's fighting possibly? The Winter Soldier again. Red Skull.
You want to know who Iron Man's worst enemy is?
Pepper Potts.
Himself.
That's right.
Mm.
His alcoholism.
Mm. Which didn't really show up in the movies. I mean, it kind of did, but not as...
Not as strongly as it...
Not as the way they should have.
Yeah. Well, no, they couldn't, because it was still Disney.
It's proper, still, they're
but,
kids.
Yeah.
Anyways, I feel like
kids.
The way Killmonger died, the way he refused to be healed and revived, think that made him one of the greatest villains to come out of Marvel. All
right.
But if they turn him into another Loki,
we can see how many of the other villains died.
And came back and died.
Ironmonger didn't come back.
I was talking about Loki.
Loki
was supposed to be one of the greatest Marvel cinematic villains, but then.
Okay, he's a god. That's his fucking. That's under the list of what he does.
Yes, but again, it ruined his deaths. Each and every time died.
But then we knew he's coming back.
Exactly, and that's the whole thing. It's like, even if this next one's permanent, I don't really.
He doesn't hit.
Exactly.
We've experienced it. It's over. We experienced
it. Well, once you realize it's actually over with him, that will
maybe
hit.
It'll
perhaps hit, that's the deleted person.
Loki?
It's Loki. Coming in God trying to be a superhero.
Just Loki over here like, oh.
Who knows? Who knows?
I mean, maybe. Or we could have them putting in a new character.
Oh, yeah.
I don't see because
don't we have like multiple missing slots?
Oh, we have several new characters that are coming in, but
not till later.
Not see, it's kind of weird because Infinity War was supposed to have all these characters that never came.
Oh yeah,
with like all these actors that were put in the movie that were never in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
Again, Marvel's deception. So you really can't trust anything Marvel says.
Hey, maybe that's their end game.
Oh my.
I literally just got a headache.
Dead cookie strikes again.
But no, I just... To go back to what I was saying, though, is just... I feel like if they make Killmonger another Loki where he dies, but then, oh, look, he's back.
Oh,
that's well.
It ruins the entire character arc.
Yeah.
Because he was still strong in his beliefs by the end of the movie.
Oh, yeah.
Just because he lost... He doesn't mean he changed, and that's what makes a good villain. Is, you know, they're stuck in their way. Loki has been changing. He's no longer a villain. I mean,
yeah.
In reality, he wasn't much of a villain to begin with. He was an emo teen who threw a fit.
He thought too highly of himself.
He tried to take over Earth.
Okay, but he's a god, so that's just an emo teen throwing a fit.
Gotcha. Well... Yeah.
That'd be like you reigning over a bunch of ants.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, you don't want to do what I'm telling you? Squish.
Yeah, okay. It's not a big deal.
Yeah. Until the heroes come in.
No bid for the ants.
I mean, it's a big deal for the ants. But
there's a whole lot of ants.
For you, it's not. But anyways.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I'm
sorry.
Squished
one ant. There's still a whole bunch more.
But anyways, I mean, it's... The point
Ant-Man.
Is, that whole thing...
Alright.
You know, Marvel's doing good where other movies aren't, though. As in, Marvel keeps putting out movies, but we're enjoying them.
That's right.
Star Wars.
Wait, which one?
The prequels, the latest trilogy.
Oh, man.
It's just not as good.
Man, should have read the books. You've been way more,
oh, no. I
way
like
more excited for these.
I mean, I don't hate them. It's just I don't have as much of a investment in them as I did the original trilogy.
Well,
yeah.
Okay, dropping off this.
I don't like the characters that are in the latest trilogy.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel like Finn, he's just kind of two-dimensional.
Mm-hmm.
So is Rey.
For now, I'm sure.
And I mean, like, even the original people, Luke.
Don't get me wrong, I love the latest one. Whichever one it was.
Last Jedi?
Huh?
Last Jedi?
That one.
Yeah.
See, here's the thing. So with the original trilogy, I couldn't wait to watch the next one. Even with the prequels, I couldn't really wait. I didn't like them, but I was stubborn enough to be like, you know what, it's Star Wars. Fuck it.
We still watch
them.
I still haven't finished
Last Jedi.
Really?
I've only watched part of it. I can't.
Goddamn.
I mean,
I tried. I've tried.
What part did you get off on? Did you not
see... You really missed...
Did you not like, see Spirit Yoda?
Or even, like, Luke...
Destroying
making
his...
himself look real on a planet that he wasn't even fucking at? And made the entire Empire look like a bunch of bitches?
That is
yeah.
What comes. I know that bit.
Oh my.
Oh,
there's a
he
lot
wasn't
of
even there, and he made the entire Empire look like a bunch of fucking bitches.
Dude,
because
they're
he
not called the Empire.
They're
not the Empire.
They're the First Order.
Whatever.
The First Order.
See, I can pay enough for this.
Calm down.
It is the same thing. It literally is the same thing, but you know.
Literally.
But, yeah, he straight made them look like a bunch of fucking
bitches.
Which,
of course, is a metaphor for how... the Nazi party is the same thing as the white supremacists. Blah blah blah. Yeah, it's all an analogy.
All right. But yeah, no. They had multiple other stuff on that in that movie that made it worth watching.
I mean, little Easter eggs all throughout those the last two. All right, like Maz. You are Maz has been around since fucking Anakin Skywalker. Fucking
oh, I know.
Raced his goddamn yeah. pod racer.
I know.
Yeah. You know? She was but, dressed just, as a Jawa.
I don't.
Watching that race.
I don't have as much investment in the characters. I don't have the investment into the characters. They're all just so two dimensional that I can't stand watching them.
He's saying they're trying too hard.
They're not trying hard enough. They're not acting. They're just there.
Yeah.
Or they're trying too hard. It's this weird thing where it's like, in one scene, they're just flat. And then the next scene, they're way overboard.
I don't know. They,
jeez, they're 4D. They're poking me into my sides.
To me, part of the way through that movie, after that final epic scene with Leia, they all kind of seemed to lose heart.
Yeah.
Because Carrie Fisher died.
Yeah, that was
they had to give her a fantastic fucking send-off with her actually activating her force.
Can I just point out that the last 2 years have been just a nerd's worst nightmare of...
Jesus, don't remind me.
We've lost so many...
Professor Snape.
I mean, it just... That
one you talking about the Metatron? You're welcome.
Harry
to Potter. The Metatron.
Metatron.
We still got James Earl Jones, I think.
Yeah, we do.
All right, yeah,
we
do. I haven't heard anything about his death, so
we do.
Still got James Earl Jones.
We still got a few. Patrick Stewart.
Yeah, but he's not that old.
I know, but he's dead.
All right, you mean I mean, he is kind of old actually. I mean, it's not. I was thinking of Patrick Warburton.
Oh.
That's what I was saying. He's not that old.
He's not. But no. I'm talking about
Sir
Professor
Patrick. By the way, that's Sir Patrick Stewart. He wasn't knighted, so some fucking American
didn't. Sir. Sir. Sir Professor X.
No, Sir Patrick Stewart. He wasn't knighted, so some fat American can disrespect him.
I am reasonable size, sir.
Yeah, Toby.
I'm fat. I get to say if you're fat or not.
Anyway. Well, thank you, fat sir.
That's Sir Fat?
You never were knighted. Shut up.
Fine, whatever. Anyways.
All right. Well, if we're...
By ye purity, you are knighted.
You're not a fucking shut up.
You're not royalty. Yeah,
Mikey.
Anyways,
let me look into it.
Mikey, you're not a king.
I'm King Uxter, goddammit.
Okay, if we're cheering for people nerd in the community who died, we have to give
the highest
cheers to our king.
Stanley.
That's for you, Excelsior.
Excelsior.
Rest in peace.
Excelsior.
So, I'm trying to think of some other nerdy things that are going on right now that are important for nerddom.
How stupid dumb.
Oh, the new Hellboy movie that's going to be coming out.
Yes.
Whoa!
Yes.
A lot of people are kind of iffy about his look. But I mean, it's the most accurate to the comics we can get right now. They've gone extremely accurate for the comics.
It's just... He looks like he can't talk.
Have you seen him in the comics?
Sure.
They give him this weird jawline where it's like... As if it's not attached to him somehow. It's weird. So in the comics, he doesn't really look like he struggles to talk too. But no, I think they meshed it well for the movie. That's not to say that I didn't enjoy Ron Perlman's version.
Oh, don't get... love that one.
I enjoyed the first one.
They should.
Just the first one?
They should have kept going.
I wasn't a fan of the second one.
The visual effects of the second one.
The visual effects were phenomenal. Yeah, the storyline.
The story, it was weird.
It wasn't weird.
For a child, it was weird.
And it wasn't even that it was just weird. It was just, it didn't...
If they did a third one, it felt extremely disconnected
from the original movie. Don't get me wrong.
He hated that movie.
No, I didn't hate it.
Okay.
I love that movie.
The way I see it is that they're going to bring him in in phase four.
But he's
with the mythological.
He's not a Marvel.
Oh, wait.
No, he's a Hellboy. Dark Horse. Where?
Oh, that's right.
Hellboy.
Wasn't there also word about them making a new Spawn movie?
Yes, there is.
Yes.
But that one's not Dark Horse.
That's Image Comics.
Spawn is Dark Horse.
No, he's Image Comics. It's not the same thing. I've researched
Spawn
those.
Spawn was originally Dark Horse.
But written, now Image Comics has...
Written by Todd McFarlane.
Yes. But now he is purely owned by Image Comics.
Well, they need to stop that.
I know.
It's like...
But it's not even going to be a Spawn movie. We're not even going to see Spawn. It's going to be an origin story for the detective that fucking Twitch, I think his name is.
Really?
Yeah. But I am excited because it's going to be Jeremy Renner playing the detective.
Okay.
A.K.A. Okay. Hawkeye.
Okay.
So I'm excited to see that because he is a good actor. I'd like to see what he does with the role.
Yeah.
But that leads into a whole franchise more of comic book movies that's not just Marvel and DC.
Yeah.
I think if they do it right, they can do better than DC. Sorry, but nobody's doing better than Marvel at this point. Marvel
is out of the sea right now. Because
they won't let them stop working. They make them keep cranking movies out one after another without any sleep.
They have a writer on
standby.
And all
the sweatshops that never stop.
They have a writing sweatshop. Just with writers up and down the...
I mean, given Disney, I wouldn't think otherwise. Well, you know what? We're drinking, we're talking about nerdy shit, so let's go a little bit off the comic book nerd and go into the more scientific nerd column.
Oh my.
I've got a couple things to say to some of you internet people.
You dumbasses.
You son of a bitch. Are you talking about...
I've got a whole list of things.
Are you talking about this? You.
Oh, yes.
Oh, this flatness right here?
This table.
Oh?
This flat table.
As flat as the table?
Flat table.
With a little bit of a bowl on the side?
That we can fall off on?
Really?
Yeah.
Are you talking about the flat world theory?
Yes, we are.
Whoa.
Flat Earth.
I'm glad
How dare you?
You know what, guys? I'm glad that they gave them that word theory.
Yeah.
Theory.
They're dumb.
Because, you know what? It's not even a theory. It's barely a hypothesis.
It's not even a hypothesis.
It's just
because
something
a hypothesis
people are getting behind.
Is, can be backed up by scientific
Not fact. Anyway. That's a theory.
The theory
is a hypothesis backed up.
What is that? Fact? Is that fact?
Scientific fact, my friends.
I don't know that word.
Okay. I don't think they know what that word is.
So
either.
Here's the thing. So lately there's been this huge plethora of ignorant minds that have been...
Oh, that's a nice way to put it.
Yeah, I'm trying to be polite about this.
I like to say dumb.
We're drinking. We should be a little civilized. Yeah.
So, ignorant minds say that, one, the Earth is flat. That's one of the things. Now, before we delve into that, there's a couple other things I'd like to bring up. There's one named Eric Duvet? I can't remember his name, but he's a douche.
Duche,
yeah, we'll go with that.
Duche!
Yeah.
Anyways, so this guy, he's one of the big flat earthers, and one of his other theories, not even, but we'll give him that. We'll say it just because everyone else does, is that dinosaurs never existed.
Oh, he
is really not smart, but...
I mean, we have so many bones, but they're fake.
They're fake.
Are you also trying to say that, like...
They're made out of paper.
The slow... transformation a long time of certain species is mating within themselves didn't give change to other species?
No, that's fake.
Oh, is it?
It's all fake. So here's the thing.
How humans ourselves got here is fake.
So I've done a little bit of research, and I will present to you two.
The alien stuck a finger in my ancestor's butt.
There you
go. Here we are.
That's okay. You do.
So far, I've gathered up the best evidence I can for these.
Okay.
And I'm going to present it to you two in the best way I can. Given that I hate this stupid bullshit, you know that if I'm trying to work this out, it's going to be the most factual-based thing I can find.
Of course.
Good enough.
So, one of the big things about Flat Earth is, why would the government lie about it being round? Now, the government lies about it being round because it's easier to control, somehow, I don't know exactly how, but apparently it's easier to control the population on a round Earth than it is on a flat Earth. Because on a flat Earth, the world was created for us.
Oh my.
Every flat Earther's got, most flat Earthers are based, hold on. We'll get to the counter arguments. I promise.
No, I'm not. I'm agreeing with you.
You know
I'm
what?
Just saying,
your bottle's not even round.
It's
bro.
Easier to control on a flat Earth.
Yeah. Because I'm looking we at got it from build. This side. It's flat, right?
Yep.
Oh yeah.
From this side, it's flat. Anyway, so on a flat Earth, world was created
you're
for us.
You on a different angle, it's still flat. Oh my.
But anyways, And so the most common depiction of a flat Earth would be kind of like this table, except for on all the edges, so we wouldn't fall off, these giant ice walls.
Mm.
But not only that.
Ice walls?
Yeah.
Because yeah, really? I'd hate to fall off of a flat Earth.
I would hate
to that's why nobody's for that's why,
the
that's,
whole way.
Yeah, and that's why no one falls off. But anyways, the other
so
thing
wait,
is,
we're the only flat planet in the whole system?
Well, we're not there yet. We'll get there. Hold on. I haven't gotten that far. So the other thing about the flat Earth, not only does it have these ice walls, but also the blue sky that we see, that's the dome that's covering us.
Mm.
There's a dome covering us.
Not only are we flat, but we have a dome. So are we a snow globe?
Oh my goodness!
It's a close depiction, but hold on. So anyways,
my God.
So here's the thing:
in
our flat Earth is stationary, okay, but it has the moon and the sun rotating around us,
and we don't spin.
No, we're stationary. Everything else around us spins.
So we're like my camera too,
and then the
table.
Sun and the moon are
yep
going around us.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Yep, I believe it now.
Hold
Thanks,
on,
guys.
So then all these other planets, you know, they're basically there to protect us and to even us out so that we're perfectly safe.
What?
And then, you know, so the whole thing about the flat Earth is it makes the person that believes in flat Earth feel like they're there for a reason. But here's the problem.
Oh, because the flat Earth's easier to understand.
Yeah, it's that on a flat Earth, everything was created for us.
Oh.
For our survival, everything was created so that we would survive.
Sounds like Christian mythology.
It is. It's 100% that God did it. But here's the problem. Now, you can deny science all you want. That doesn't mean shit. The thing is, we have done, that science has done experiments upon experiment upon experiment, just
all
endlessly,
history.
To prove that the Earth is not only round, but that we are not the center of the solar system or the center of the universe, as some of you seem to believe. We're just here
Come
by
on.
Chance.
Hey, everybody knows Uxter's the center of the universe.
Oh, don't start.
Come on.
Anyways,
now.
We are here by chance. And if that doesn't make you special, too bad. Science doesn't give a shit what you want. Science is just there to do its damn job. And that's to
prove what is right.
Fact.
The actual facts.
And unfortunately, sorry that there's no simple answer to say that you belong here. Too bad. Go make your own life something special. Don't fucking leave it up to some thing in your mind to decide that you're special. Make yourself special. But then again, I'm an atheist, so I'm an asshole, but whatever.
Because guess what? You're just another cog in the wheel of time, my friends. I'm sorry.
You're not even really a cog. You're You're a dust.
If you're doing something, you're just a little cog. That's it. You're helping the world go round.
But in the entire span of the
Earth... I mean, spin around.
Hey, that's enough, cats. But in the entire aspect of time, space, and the universe, you don't mind. You don't matter. You have to make yourself matter in our Earth. His phone caught on to me saying that you don't matter. But anyways, the point is, just because you don't feel special because we're on a round Earth, too bad. Science dictates you aren't special. Deal with it. Also, dinosaurs? Are you kidding me? Are you fucking kidding me?
Holy hell.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Check this out. First of all, rock cannot create bits of carbon that are in a certain shape in multiple different parts of the entire world.
All
right.
So here's the thing. None of those are real.
Oh.
All those discoveries of dinosaurs? Fake.
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 Like I said, everything They're plaster Paris, isn't it?
Paper. All of them.
No. Paper.
Paper mache?
Paper mache.
No so,
way.
I showed you guys. I showed you guys a little bit of the Joe Rogan experience.
That's why they're so fragile.
Oh yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
But no, I showed you two a little bit of the Joe Rogan podcast with Trevor Valley, where he was calling out.
We watched the
Eric
whole thing.
Duvet. We watched the entire thing.
So you're saying that millions of years of a bone being underground
that never in happened.
A limestone deposit
that never happened
sucking the structure out of.
It never
this
happened.
Hardened material.
What they found were cow bones and elephant bones, or mammoth bones. No, none of the dinosaurs existed.
Tons of them, like.
Like you know those bones that are like this big.
It's like a
sponge. Over time, it just grows.
Eric Duvet.
Oh my goodness! Like like a seed.
Yes.
So here's the thing, Eric Duvet. One of your arguments, I know you're not going to listen to this, but someday maybe.
Douche.
One of the big arguments is that nobody that isn't specifically looking for dinosaur bones discovers dinosaur bones. Are you an idiot? People constantly find dinosaur bones that aren't looking for dinosaur bones. There was an entire whale discovered in the middle of Los Angeles because construction was going on. There was
There's one found in Arizona, okay, the salt flats, all right? One of these prehistoric, paper mache's were found with an entire bite taken out of the side of it.
Mm-hmm.
Bite.
That whole thing about she sells seashells by the seafloor, that was the whole thing about some girl... Oh, finding fossilized shells in the ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, you know, selling them at the beach. You know, she found these cool shells and sold them, or these cool fossils and sold them on the beach. That was the whole thing. It's like...
You did?
Yeah. Just, I'm 2.5 years in. I don't drink very much, so I'm a little buzzed. Whatever. I'm a lightweight. Fuck off. I don't drink a lot.
I'm a lightweight, too. You can shut up. You out of respect.
But anyway, it's just... There's no... All this evidence... this is the whole thing about, like, flat earthers, dinosaur deniers, all this. All this evidence, and everyone just says, oh, it's all fake. It's all lies. Lies. It's not real. It's not real. Hold on. And then the moment that you argue with them, and they're like, what makes yours real and mine fake? Scientific backing. We've experimented, we've tested, we've prodded, we've done everything to prove that this is fact. What is your evidence? I believe it.
We've actually found, okay? Not just believe, we have found.
Science doesn't give a shit what you believe.
Not one bit. I'm sorry. But not one bit.
Flat earthers again. One of the things that they like to argue is that, that when they see pictures of the Earth from space, it doesn't look real. Well, no shit, it doesn't look real. It's a planet. You have no idea that how unbelievably insignificant we are. none of this is going to look real from up there.
Of course not. Because you're not down here looking at the little. You are looking at the full fucking picture.
Our brains can't comprehend what it would look like.
Unless you actually seen it.
And even when you see it, again, your brain is literally sitting there trying to find details that are fake. That's where this whole flat earth thing came from. Pictures don't look real because our brains can't comprehend it. We have this huge thing where we see ourselves so much bigger than we are. But in science, in the universe, in time and space, we are insignificant.
We're but a speck. That's about it.
But I am an optimist. So I like to think...
the flat world is actually a real thing?
No.
God damn it, man.
Ugh. What I like to think, though, is just because we're insignificant out there doesn't mean we can't prove ourselves to be something better here.
That's right.
Do better with your own life. Make yourself something special. Sorry that I don't... That you know, your God isn't here for you or whatever. And that's another thing. I'm an atheist. I don't believe in God. But I still wake up every morning ready to do something because I want to make something of myself without some fucking imaginary voice in my head telling me that I have to do good. I do good because I know I have to. Because I know that it's the right thing to do. Not because of some deity, because I'm a decent human being.
Here.
You know, I get up every morning. I don't want to go off and work, and I don't want to go do a job. I'd much rather be sitting here bullshitting with my friends like I am for this podcast.
That's right.
But you got to put time and energy into shit like this. Because shit doesn't happen overnight. You can't just pray that shit works out for you. And if you can, sorry, other shit's at work. Not your God.
All right, check this out. Years ago, there was a resurrection done in Africa. All right. They believed that it was their God. All right. What they didn't understand was that when over 30,000 minds come together thinking the same thing, all right, each of our minds is but a speck of what our mind should be able to do. But you get 30,000 minds together thinking about the exact same thing, wanting the exact same thing, wanting a soul to reunite with a body and come back to life. Our minds in a mass grouping could easily do something.
Okay. What did I walk into?
We got to talking about, I mentioned that, you know, just because in the grand scheme of thing in the universe, you're not special, doesn't mean you can't be special. And I mentioned that, you know, I don't need a God to tell me that I'm special. I make myself special by getting up and doing what I have to, you know. And then he went on to that. One thing about the whole resurrection of Christ, woke up after 3 days, blah, blah, blah. Have these people never heard of a coma before? Of course not. Back in that time, a coma meant you were dead. He might have gotten lucky and just woke up. Or he was never there in the first place. But, you know. Well, one of us is getting tired, and I'm starting to get into the angry atheist stage, so I think we're going to go ahead and wrap it up. Sound good, everyone?
I think we should. Right.
Yeah. All right. This is going to be a different kind of send-off, but don't be idiots.
Seriously?
The Earth isn't flat. Dinosaurs did exist. Also, vaccines are important. Don't fucking force your kids to do whatever you want them.
And this is our last podcast ever.
Oh yeah, we're never coming back. We've been out. We've been kicked off the internet.
Listen to this one, because that's it, guys. I'm sorry.
Now, we're gonna be doing a little bit of rescheduling. Some work stuff came up. I might not be able to do this on Thursdays. We're gonna work shit out. Yeah, we'll work it out. But anyways, all right. For now, that's it for this podcast.
This is Dead Cookies.
Uxter.
And this won't be the last drunk podcast either, but I'm YouTube Junkie, and that's it. Bye.